Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and we'll take your calls about anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You may control the content of the site. Everything on the front page, those numbered items as you look down the page, all submitted by listeners like you. They found something online they thought other listeners would enjoy, they thought we might enjoy. They submitted it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And then they got enough votes to make it to the front page of the site. So when you go to freetalklive.com, click upcoming stories and cast your vote on the or votes. Because you can vote up or down on all of the items there. On what you like and what you dislike, and that's the most important page of the site, the upcoming stories page at freetalklive.com. But you have to have an account, and the accounts are, of course, completely free. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. As we get on the phones and to the phone, we're going to continue talking about the war on drugs here, because we're actually in the middle of a letter written by, or some sort of a piece written by a man who is a poet by trade. He is the father of a younger son who had been murdered in the war on drugs.
You said we have to pay the tease here. You said that we were going to talk about how to...
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we had Sam on the line, too.
Yes, that's industry talk, by the way, pay the tease. It means that you're going to...
Why don't
to
you recap Sam's question?
What you say you're going to do. The question was is that Sam had a girlfriend who, doesn't believe like he believes, and as a new convert to the ideas of liberty, he thinks it's very important that his loved ones believe in the ideas of liberty, too. And so, he wanted our advice on how to convert her. And
yes.
Does that sound right?
I have asked also on Twitter and Facebook for advice, so you're welcome to call in with advice. If you've got suggestions, maybe you once considered yourself a liberal, because his girlfriend considers herself a liberal. She's, very concerned with health, healthcare for everybody and all of that. So coming from that perspective, what's the best approach? My answer is to show her that we can help people better and, more effectively and more compassionately through voluntary means than through the use of force, which is, of course, what government is. Government is force. Nothing government does that ostensibly is good at the end of what they're doing, the ends as opposed to the means. Nothing they do that's good is worth the evil that's done as far as how to get there. As far as how to implement that.
There's a bunch of different tactics. The first thing I would say is take it easy.
Because your wife was a liberal.
Absolutely. And if you're trying really hard to convert somebody,
you've already lost.
It shows.
Yeah.
And then they have to hold on because they're going to lose their persona, their actual psyche, if they convert because you want them to convert. A person can only convert to ideas of liberty or ideas of anything in any way if they convert on their own. So take a deep breath and understand that as time goes by, couples' opinions tend to homogenize.
If you love this person, you're going to be with them for a long time. You've got plenty of time to help this, encourage this gently along. And, if...
No ultimatums, none of this. If you don't believe what I believe, then I can't be with you. Those things are not helpful.
No, ultimatums never work. Never work.
They do work if you want to get rid of the person.
True.
Very effective in that way.
I recommend Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. If not for the other person, maybe you could do a book trade or something like that. With that, you should recommend one book to me. I'll recommend one book to you. We can read them and talk about it. That's maybe a possibility. But at the very least, read it for yourself if you haven't already. Because Dr. Mary Ruart, in her book, which is, by the way, available in its 90s edition on her website for free. Plus, if you go to freekeen.com and click the books section, you can get a download the audiobook of it for free as well.
I would also recommend Striking the Root.
Is that the name of the book?
Yeah.
Yep. By who?
Lawrence Reed.
Oh, excellent. I have not read that
one. Pete Eyre recommended that to me.
If Pete recommends it, I will heartily recommend it without ever having picked it up.
Right.
Because that guy is a great communicator. So Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, one of my favorites. And it's really great because she comes at it from that perspective of compassion. This is the best book. If you can hand one book to a liberal about liberty, this is the book. I mean, because the whole book is designed around honoring our neighbor's choice. And how that's a really important factor of all this, that, we can't have liberty if we're not willing to allow our neighbors to do things that we wouldn't necessarily do, to honor their choice. And she focuses on that and focuses on, you know, compassion as why liberty is the most compassionate viewpoint, as opposed to using the government to force some sort of plan on people.
And make her, you know, allow her to understand that government is organized crime. And one of, for me, one of the ways to do that, to sort of show that is to remove it from our current paradigm of this sort of constitutional republic in which we live, to just, you know, well, if I decided I wanted to do something, you know, I wanted to feed the, or, you know, give poor people medical care in my community, you know, my town or whatever, and I came to people's houses with a gun and took money from them in order to get this done, I'd be a robber. A robber with very strange motives, but a robber nonetheless. Mm-hmm. If I got some friends together, then we'd be a gang. If I got 51% of the people in the town together, we would be a large, angry mob. If those people went to the polls and voted on it, they would be constituents. So because they are willing to put police officers or whomever on the job to do it, then it's government. But if they were to do it themselves, it's an angry mob. So, I mean, this is one way that people can see. You know, often they'll appeal to order. Well, if we don't have, you know, such and such, it'll be chaos. And, you know, at that point, you start peeling the onion of, you know, what they believe. And this has happened to everybody who believes in the ideas of liberty. The onion gets peeled. Look, so there are things that you believe that the government has to do and things that the government doesn't have to do. What are the things the government's doing right now that you believe it doesn't have to do? And that way,
everyone will have an answer.
You peeled a whole bunch of the onion off.
Good question.
Now, let's talk about something that they're less married to, you know, that's not, say, not medicine in her case, but something else.
Roads.
You know, whatever. Yeah, what roads? Can you imagine a way that maybe people in the free market could put concrete on the ground and have cars driving over it without the government being involved in that particular arena?
I don't know. It's a tough issue.
It's never happened historically, right?
Well, I mean, it absolutely has. It's
right.
Happened historically. It's happening all the time in the United States. The roads are a tough issue, but they're actually one of the easiest ones to point out. Today, currently, businesses are putting down roads and charging money for people to go across them. There are all kinds of different ways that people could put down roads and why, reasons why they would, and ways that they would pay for them. You know, maybe businesses would want to pay for a section of road and then advertise actually on the concrete. They'd pay for the concrete that goes down there. Maybe businesses would want to pay for a road so people could drive to their business. And on the way, other businesses would build up along the way. And, you know, who knows exactly what would happen. But, I mean, roads are being, there's private roads all over the United States, and, you know, long ones, not just short ones.
So there you go. Come from the point of compassion. Any other thoughts you want to add to that discussion?
I don't have
right.
anything. No.
Let's go to the phone. Speaking of the roads, Mike is on them right now, listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. And this time you're in Tennessee. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. I was just thinking about what you guys are talking about. Do you have any friends that were cigarette smokers and they quit, and then all of a sudden they're like, they're so anti-cigarette that it's almost spontaneous?
Yes, I do have those friends. Actually,
everybody have that friend. I mean, now, you know, these, a lot of times these people have health problems as a result, and also so they don't want to be in rooms with smokers. I kind of feel bad for them in that way. But yeah, the converted person,
the reformed smoker,
the reformed smoker is the most anti-smoker smoker out there. And I've actually heard, Mike, people that are the wimpy reform smoker, which is the person that can't quit on their own, so they want the government to stop them from smoking.
Yeah.
I mean, what a wimp.
Yeah, I've got, this is my thought here. I'm that person, but when it comes to drugs, that's the way I am. I'm a clean and sober, hardcore drug addict. And I have no problem with what people want to put into their bodies, and that's the way it has to be if I want to be free, right?
That is true. Well, stand by with your thoughts, Mike. I want to bring you back here in a moment. All right, we'll be back with Mike. 855-450-FREE. Would like to see where he's going with this. 1-855-450-3733. You can comment on you know, the war on drugs and pushing people into quitting and or whatever's on your mind. Talk about converting liberals to the ideas of liberty. Whatever you want. Free Talk Live. Take control.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You may get signed up for various different things, including our news updates, which are arriving via email whenever there's something to announce in your inbox. Or maybe you would like more than just the news about Free Talk Live, and you'd like to follow us during the program or outside of show hours sometimes. There are posts being made on both Twitter and Facebook. It is called Hooting. because we use a little program called Hootsuite, which is darn convenient.
Now, people have asked, and I will ask too, it's called Hooting because you use Hootsuite, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So if you didn't use Hootsuite, you wouldn't be hooting?
I don't know what it would be called.
That's right. I don't know. Okay, so tweeting is just writing on Twitter, but we are writing on Twitter and Facebook at the same time. So on Facebook, it's called posting, so you need something that is... I mean, I suppose if you're using some other program that wasn't Hootsuite, you could be... posting or tweeting or something like that, I guess.
Sounds painful.
But I think that, you know, they're taking some other avian life form rather than a bird that might tweet and, you know, calling it Hootsuite. And, you know, I think that's fine.
I'm glad we got that explained. Thank
yes.
you, guys.
And so you can go sign up over at news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us on Twitter and or Facebook if you prefer one or the other. And some people are responsive and they answer questions and put their input in as well, and you're welcome to join us over there. Again, go to news.freetalklive.com. I want to mention, by the way, last night on the show, we tried something new. Again, this is kind of, this whole thing is new for Mark and myself, this Twitter, Facebook posting regularly on a, you know, somewhat consistent basis. You know, we're actually posting every single show, usually at least a few times during the program about various topics and maybe some of the show prep that we're talking about, questions that we want to get answered both on the air and through Facebook and Twitter. And so we tried something new with Twitter last night, which you can't do with Facebook. What we tried with Twitter was saying, all right, follow us on, or not follow us, but if you are on Facebook, excuse me, if you're on Twitter and you tweet at us, which means putting the at symbol in front of Free Talk Live, then we'll see that, because that's what happens when you do the at symbol. The person who you're tweeting at sees it. We'll see that. We'll see you, and then we'll follow you back. Because on Twitter, it's a big thing to follow people, like to have people follow you, and you follow people. And so we have a bunch of followers, and thanks very much for everybody who follows us on Twitter. But we hadn't really racked up anybody that we were following. Not very many. What do we have, like 120 people or something?
It wasn't
like
very many.
Yeah, it wasn't very many. So we have added dozens of new followers over the last 24 hours, and we'll keep doing it through the night tonight. In fact, I was thinking of maybe doing like a Twitter Thursday thing and just kind of doing it on a weekly basis. Hey, you know, if you're enjoying Free Talk Live, just tweet at us within this, you know, 24-hour time period, and we'll follow you back. That way we're not doing it every single day, and that way we can kind of bunch all of it up into one day, because I guess that's a good thing too, right? If a bunch of people tweet about you in a short period of time, it makes you more relevant, I suppose.
I guess.
In search results. At the very least, it's a good thing for people to be mentioning Free Talk Live on their Twitter account.
There's all kinds of sort of tracking out there about how people tweeting and posting and things about your program, you know, or your business, whatever that might be. And I guess it's the attention that's paid to the form of communication that's so important, because there's all kinds of ways that Free Talk Live could be interactive. We could be in our chat room at cam.freetalklive.com or chat.freetalklive.com. I guess it takes you to the same chat room.
It's so 90s.
And right, but nobody cares.
Chat is 90s?
Yeah.
But nobody cares besides the people in the chat room.
Wow. You just marginalized 30 people.
I'm not intending to marginalize them. I'm only saying that
there aren't 30 active people in the chat room.
There sure are.
Really?
The people.
There sure are.
That's awesome.
Active?
Yes.
What's the total number of people in the chat room?
I'll count and get back to you.
All right.
That's awesome that they're in there. The point I'm trying to make is that they don't have a program out there called Clout, which gives you your chat room rating. They, you know, there's Facebook is always giving you how many people
the chat.
Right, how many people are following you, you know, how much interactivity. Advertisers aren't trying to buy into our chat room. I mean, there's just, you know, the chat room is the chat room, and it's awesome that people are going in there and
it's
chatting.
It's more private. The chat room, I mean, it's still open to the public, but it's more of I don't know what the right word is for it. It's not really private, but it's set aside, shall we say, whereas Twitter and Facebook, they're right out there for everybody to see who wants to see. You have to jump through some hoops to get into to the chat room. And yeah, I appreciate everybody participating everywhere. Let's go to Mike. He's listening in Tennessee, and he's back on the line here. Now, Mike, you were saying a moment ago that you are a former drug addict, and you were pointing out how many former drug addicts are vehement advocates for folks to stay off drugs. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, and I only said that because that's the way I feel now, but I wanted everybody to know that I think everybody should be able to do what they want to do. It's just my opinion that drugs destroy lives now. And this is the thing that I'm noticing is that I think that the decriminalization of drugs would do amazing things for the economy, and it would also take the stigma away of a drug abuser as a junkie. And once the perception shifts amongst the public that that person that injects heroin or smokes meth or whatever isn't just a junkie, a dirtball, but he's a person that needs help and he's sick with something, an addiction, that's when everything changes, especially when you study things like the experiment in Portugal. The amount of people that came down with AIDS, crime, and new addictions to drugs all decreased substantially. Now,
sure. If
drugs are decriminalized, I think that the amount of money spent on rehabilitation and addiction services should be equal in scope to the money that's being spent to house prisoners in jail. You can't have one without the other. You got to give a man a way to get clean if you're going to have legal drugs in the country. I mean, you got to have help to get clean when you want to.
Oh, sure. There's help out there for people that actually want help.
Don't you think that, you know, charities and people, when they see the problems, and, you know, I mean, I think that they do, when the charities will pick up in this particular area?
I think that they might. I'd like to relay an experience I had.
Absolutely they will.
The 12-step program is a charity.
Right. Because people care about other people, they will step in to help out. There are already people that are doing this today, as you pointed out, with the 12-step program. And, Mike, it'll be people like you, people who've been through this, people who have this experience and want to help others and want to be there for that, and medical professionals who have also centered on this as well. But go ahead with your experience.
I was at rock bottom one day. My hometown is Phoenix, Arizona, and went to the mental health hospital at 24th Street in Van Buren one day. I had lost so much weight, I looked like Skeletor. I hadn't eaten for days. Jeez. I hadn't showered for a week, and I went in there and I said, "Look, I need help. I don't even care if you lock me up. I need help to beat this drug addiction I have. I'm in trouble." They let me stay in there for 8 hours and sleep on a plastic mattress and gave me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and then turned me back onto the street where I went and found more drugs and got high again.
Who was running this center?
This is the state of Arizona, Department of Mental Health.
Well, right. So how can the private market be any worse than that? And again, if it's something that's being run by people who actually care, as opposed to government bureaucrats who in many cases don't, they just want a government job with all the government benefits. I'm not saying some of them don't care. Some of them I'm sure do. But the incentives aren't the right incentives in those cases. Definitely there would be private solutions, and it can be started by people like you if they don't exist. And Mike, there's one other thing I wanted to address. So can you stick with us?
Sure.
Because I was curious about your statement about drugs destroying lives. I take issue with that, and I'd like you to clarify it. So stand by. We'll bring more Mike here in a moment. Do drugs really destroy lives? 855-450-FREE. Seems like they're inanimate objects to me.
Personal responsibility.
Yeah, more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. Aquapail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We have a lot of features, and we give them to you. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, where you can go and see the lady listeners who are listeners of this program, and we know it because they've proven it in the photograph or video. It is, as we call it, validated. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and if you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine there, shrine.freetalklive.com.
In the previous hour, I read a little excerpt from an article from PCWorld.com, and it here I'm going to read it again real quick. It says that BitPay, and that's BitPay.com, is the 1,000th merchant is Bitcoin Store, an electronics dealer based in San Jose, California, that will soon open its website for business and only accept Bitcoins. That's Galipi said. And Galipi,
I hope it works out for him.
What, the website?
Is it a website or a physical location?
It's a website.
Okay.
Electronics dealer based in San Jose. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, as I understand, I believe I know who's opening this store, and I know about that store. I may be wrong, but that store is only going to sell electronics, specifically like laptops and things like that, with Bitcoins. That's it. You can't buy with cash,
US
dollars. And
but you've got to have Bitcoins first.
You've got to have Bitcoins first. But first, let me finish the story. Galipi, which is the BitPay.com, the owner of that site, is also in early discussions with three of the top 25 websites ranked by Alexa, which are testing BitPay's systems, he said. So they're testing the systems apparently are being tested now by three of the top 25 websites in the world, according to Alexa.com, which is about the only ranking system that there is that I know of. If you know of another, send the information. You know, tweet us the information, post it on our Facebook, or email it to us, whatever.
You must be really excited about this. You've told us about that twice now.
I am excited because I think that it indicates where Bitcoins are going. I think that Bitcoins currently are kind of a commodity because of their future value as a currency. You can use them as a currency today. There's no doubt about it.
You can go gambling with them right now.
You can go gambling with them right now. You can buy drugs on the Silk Road if that's what you want to do. There's there are thousands of websites out there that are accepting Bitcoins as commodities, or excuse me, as a currency. But I think in a lot of ways people are holding them as commodities and trading them as commodities currently. And what this says to me is this commodity is moving upward. These websites are going to be taking Bitcoins because, you know, Bitcoins allow you to send and receive money for free on the Internet, and that's really awesome. But if you have to transfer your money into Bitcoins in order to send and receive them free and then transfer them out of Bitcoins in order to use them, then they're not that useful because you're still just paying the fees that you would pay with whatever the banking system is that you send and receive money with. So if you can keep, if you can change your money into Bitcoins, send and receive money freely on the Internet, and then spend the Bitcoins that you receive and spend and all that stuff without transferring them, then the usefulness of Bitcoins increases exponentially.
And therefore the value.
And therefore the value. As they get more useful, they're going to get more valuable. I think Bitcoins are going to be worth thousands of dollars a piece. That's what I think.
You put your money where your mouth is, too. I mean, you've done some investing.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. I'm going to go crazy and talk about my first personal finances here for a minute. I took out a loan for $10,000 on Bitcoins and put them into Bitcoins. I believe that thoroughly.
Now, when you took that loan out versus the price now, you could cash in and probably pay that loan back and already have made money, right?
Oh, yeah. I can make some money. I've made more than $1,000 on my...
But you're not in this for the short term.
Oh, no. I may, if I, you know, hear enough rumblings from the spousal unit about, paying back the loan or whatever, I may at some point then take half of them out, pay off the loan. After they've doubled in price, take half out, pay off the loan, and then keep the others.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the number that I have of Bitcoins. I've created a significant number for myself, and that's the number that I like. So I don't want to get rid of them. Anyway, if you want to get Bitcoins, and I recommend it, BitInstant.com is the way to do it. Go to BitInstant.com. They've got more than 750,000 locations. That means there's one near you. You go to enter your zip code. You'll find a few locations there. You pick your location. They'll give you a deposit number. You go to that location. You give them the cash at that location with a deposit number. Some locations will ask for information. Some won't. I recommend major banks because they're not asking you for any particular information, and they'll charge a lower rate. But
BitInstant.com. Let's go to back to Mike here. And by the way, Libertas Velnex over on Twitter tweets at us, addiction can destroy lives. Saying drugs destroy lives is like saying gambling innately destroys families. And that pretty much sums up what I have to think in less than 140 characters. So Mike is back with us on the road in Tennessee. And Mike, you had made the statement that drugs destroy lives. And I disagree, and I wanted you to flesh that out if you don't mind. So tell me more about what you mean by that.
All right, I'd like to change my statement because I thought about it during the break, and saying that drugs destroy lives is the same thing as saying guns kill people or pencils.
There you go.
That's right. Work. Well done.
I think a more accurate statement would be I and many other people have destroyed their lives through drugs.
Yeah,
that's the way to own it.
Yeah, and some people, it's not just the people, but I mean, some people are genetically predisposed to being able to handle certain mind-altering substances better than other people, and that's, obvious and clear, and the people that could handle it the worst are the ones most likely to do them, it seems.
Yeah. Hey, can you guys watch the Gray State trailer and comment on it?
Gray State trailer.
I think I did watch the Gray State trailer.
What is it?
Mark?
I need help.
What is it?
Oh,
I don't know.
It's a trailer for a movie that some filmmakers are trying to produce and put out. Did somebody in the studio there say that they did see it already?
No. No. No one has seen this. But
I think I may have seen the trailer, but I'm blanking on what it was about.
Okay, can one of y'all pull that up? Maybe we'll check it out during a break. And Mike, thanks for the call. Drive safe out there. Okay. Certainly appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I like that.
Mike's on the road. 855-450-FREE. Toll free number here.
That's an actual clip of Mike driving his truck and honking.
Don't text and drive.
So, so we were talking about, drugs and the war on drugs as well. And specifically this letter that you were sharing with us, Nanny,
yes.
That was written by a man who had his son perish in the war on drugs.
One of Mexico's most highly regarded poets.
Not because his son had chosen to perish or had wanted to fight the war on drugs, but because he was hanging around with the wrong guy, apparently.
Well, somebody who complained about the wrong guy.
Complained about a bad treatment at a drug gang-run bar. They then decided to slaughter the person who was complaining, mm-hmm. and I guess they decided to also kidnap and slaughter the people that he was hanging out
That's
with
right.
at that time. So go ahead with the letter if you got one.
So the path of peace must be taken by both of our nations in concert. That would be the Mexico and the United States. We know that President Calderon would not have declared this war without U.S. sponsorship, money, and military advice.
Yep.
Drug traffickers would not be able to fight this war without the high-powered assault weapons, which, legalized in the United States, now flood over the Mexican border. Now, I'll come back to the gun issue.
You know, actually, as I understand it, a .45 is considered a military weapon in Mexico, and like if you go across the border for whatever reason, you've got a .45 with you, you got big old prison time.
Wow. I didn't know that. So drug lords could not afford their wars without massive illegal drug profits and collusion by international banks to launder their money.
So true. Profits would be down significantly in a legal market because you wouldn't have to mark up drastically to counter the risk that you're taking.
40-plus years after U.S. President Nixon declared the drug war, it is time to concede it hasn't worked any more than alcohol prohibition worked back in the 1920s.
And gun prohibition doesn't work either, and that's
right.
What he didn't acknowledge.
This is why, after traveling in two caravans across Mexico and talking twice with President Calderon on live television, our movement of war victims called for a caravan across the United States. We started in San Diego on August 12th, and we will end in Washington, D.C. on September 12th.
Oh, that's today.
Today. With each mile traveled, we seek to raise awareness and spur the good conscience of the people of the United States while reframing the issues of war and peace on the bilateral agenda of Mexico and the United States. We implore the governments of Mexico and the U.S. to accept co-responsibility for ending the disastrous drug war.
Yeah, government, the United States government, at least. I don't know about Mexico's, but I suspect it's on the same the wavelength. It's not real good at accepting responsibility for any
actions. No. In fact, Barack Obama isn't even interested in medical marijuana, let alone decriminalizing just marijuana. So it'd be nice if people came to their senses. 855-453. I don't know what it's going to take. More coming up. You take control. Share with us what you want. We talk live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world. Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Heuer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. You can do that with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Over at amp.freetalklive.com, it's where you'll learn more about the program, the perks you get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular podcast commercials in it. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. Please get signed up. It makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. It's the reason why we're getting on new radio stations on a monthly basis on this program. I got an agreement in today from a station in California. It'll be our second California station, so that's exciting. And it's a decent-sized market, I would say. So looking forward to announcing that one, which hopefully we'll be able to talk to you about next week. So it's all because of the AMP program. It's all because of your AMP dollars coming in and being invested into Free Talk Live and reaching out to new radio stations, doing industry advertising to bring new stations on board and thereby expose the ideas of freedom to more people. So amp.freetalklive.com is where you can go for that. Now, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with others who think as you do. And you can do that over at freestateproject.org. It is a movement of over 1,000 now people that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which doesn't include Nemi, who was born and raised here.
That's
so
right.
There's all kinds of other people that are connected to folks that are from the Free State Project that are also liberty-oriented and active. So it's a large movement already, and it's going to get bigger because over 12,500 people have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And we want to reach 20,000, so there is more to come here, and you can be part of it if you go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about it. That's freestateproject.org. And so, something that's been going on up here in New Hampshire has been voter ID. This has been an issue of some
controversy. This is going on across the country. It's a big deal.
I don't know if there are that many places where you can walk in, not show ID, and vote. And New Hampshire is one of those places.
Yes, but there are all kinds of voter identification issues going on across the United States.
Oh yeah, they're trying to make it harder in a lot of places to vote.
Harder,
right?
Is different. Well, they're trying to keep the integrity of their voting list because Republicans are often very concerned with this particular aspect.
And that's a joke because there's never integrity with the voting system. It's all if anybody thinks there's integrity with it, they've been fooled. There are so many holes in the process. The voting machines can be rigged. The electronic ones, the other hand ballots can be miscounted and manipulated. And there's all kinds of shenanigans that that can go on. So really, all of these things serve to get in the way of people voting, making it more difficult for someone to vote.
I don't know if I agree with that.
And that's why, and New Hampshire is one of the easiest places in which to vote. You can walk in to the city clerk's office,
yep,
not show identification, and get registered to vote. I have done this, so I know it works.
Yep.
And you actually don't even have to show proof of residency either. You can just go in and tell them, that you live at a certain
stagger
place.
Stagger in, point to a national forest, say, I live there, and you can vote.
Yep, and then you can show up at the voting location and just tell them what your name is, and you're allowed to vote. They are trying to change that. And now you have
changed
that story.
I do. We just had a primary here yesterday, so we got the first dry run. Now, this was, you were not necessarily going to have to provide ID yesterday. Eventually, you will.
No, it's not as I understand it. But go ahead and tell me more.
Well, that was my understanding, was that yesterday was the dry run. Mm. The law is in effect, but if you showed up yesterday without an ID, you would be able to vote. And technically, also, my understanding of it is after the primaries, the fall primaries, the general election in the fall, even still, if you show up without an ID, you will be able to vote. You'll just need to swear out an affidavit, which if they find out,
right,
you'll have to fill out some sort of identifying paperwork or give.
And then they ostensibly might investigate some of those claims.
Right, and make sure that you're eligible to vote. So New Hampshire's new
vote. So you can still vote in the future
that's
without
right.
ID. That's
right.
My point.
It goes on to a point, actually. I took the little piece of paper that they were handing out saying, here's the new rules.
They didn't even give that to me. And I didn't vote with an ID.
I don't know what to tell you. I got it where I voted in a different place than you did.
Okay.
And, that's that. And then there's another date in the future where you have to have X forms of ID.
Really?
One of those.
Huh. Because doesn't match up with my understanding.
Right, that doesn't match my understanding either. And just because the government writes something on a piece of paper doesn't mean it's true.
Okay.
So there's no reason why they can't hand you a piece of paper and say, look, Mr.
ID.
Edge, you have to bring ID next time. It says right here on this piece of paper. Unless you've actually read the statute and you know what that says, they can write anything they want on that piece of paper. The voter registration forms, for instance, are statutorily, they have to have certain things on them. That doesn't mean the city clerk can't put extra fields on and, ask you what your bra size is. They can ask you anything they want on that voter registration form, and they can tell you, yeah, you've got to fill that out because we said so.
That's right. So the source here is the Keene Sentinel, and it says New Hampshire's.
Or the Slantinel.
The Slantinel, that's right. That's right. Voter ID dry run reveals a bevy of potential problems. How could it not?
Of course.
How could it not? New Hampshire's new voter ID law was given a dry run in Tuesday's primary, and clearly plenty of people in the Monadnock region are not happy about it. It was the law's dress rehearsal, the only chance to take it out for a spin before it kicks in for real in the general election November 6th. Judging by local reaction in Tuesday's primary, where voter turnout was light compared to the deluge coming in November,
mm-hmm,
the heads of poll workers may be spinning by the time polls close on the presidential election. Quote, I think I'm already going to be sick that day, said Ethel Gendron, supervisor of the checklist in Alstead. The new law was passed by the Republican-dominated New Hampshire legislature last spring and withstood a veto by Governor John Lynch.
Wow.
Starting November 6th, voters must present a valid ID before receiving a ballot. If they don't, they can still vote as long as they sign an affidavit and later prove their identity.
So therefore, the word must does not apply.
Right. It, you must.
Voters may.
But you could.
Yeah.
Poll workers in Keene on Tuesday asked for IDs so they could explain how the new law will work. Most produced driver's licenses, but many voters said they were offended by the law after voting in the same place for years.
Mm.
This is true. I've been voting in the same place for 15 years now.
Right. People probably know you when you walk in.
Right. Then,
oh, they just certainly know me.
Right, exactly.
Oh God, it's him again.
It's him. Take cover. Some voters were unaware of the new law and didn't bring any ID. Others deliberately refused to
I
show
deliberately,
refused.
I did not have, well,
I'm shocked.
I did have it on me.
I'm not shocked at all.
Because I had driven there. But yeah, I did not show ID, and it was my intention to not. I have never shown ID to vote in New Hampshire. And let's see, all she did was she mentioned something about how there was this law and she needed to mark something down. So she made a little check on a little scratch mark on a blank sheet of paper where she was obviously marking down the number of people who did not vote. She did not indicate in any way on my name or anything like that.
Didn't present ID,
investigation.
You mean. Sorry, thank you.
Right. Didn't present ID. So that's right. All that happened.
Right.
So you didn't say anything, didn't get handed anything.
Let me ask you this one, Ian. Do you think that in an election, do you think that it's important that everybody only vote once?
You know, I think that's generally a good idea. Yeah.
So do you think it should be against the law for people to vote more than one time if everybody else isn't?
It is.
I'm asking the question.
Yeah, it is against the law.
It is against the law.
I don't think that somebody should go to jail.
Do you think there should be an enforcement mechanism in order to make sure that people only vote one time?
I think everything's working fine. I mean, everything's okay.
You do know that people do vote more than once, right? Like, that does happen.
Yeah.
So, it's just fine with you that some
people... It's just
how
it's going to be, man.
...marginalize other people's votes...
Hey, it works both ways. If you want to, run a scam the other direction, you can do that.
Well,
so
I have a friend
in the other direction. What do you mean?
Well, if one person votes twice, another person can vote twice and, nullify that out. So.
Yeah, I don't want to make it my life's goal to cancel out other people's votes that may be voting multiple times, but I think it's important to note that this really requires you to have some sort of papers, please, from the government.
Sure.
There's a friend of mine who doesn't have any ID from the government.
Does he vote?
No.
Most of the people that I know that philosophically choose not to have any government paperwork are also people that philosophically choose not to vote.
Correct.
So they're not really disenfranchised.
I understand.
There has to be somebody somewhere.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, there has to be somebody out there somewhere that doesn't have government papers that does want to vote, and I don't know who they are.
Now, I did actually take this friend to vote for Ron Paul in the primary because we agreed that was
excellent.
Important. Okay, so he did get to vote, but under this new law, he would have to somehow sign an affidavit and then come back in and prove how he is. And how do you do that if you don't have government papers?
Wait, he's going to have to come back in?
Right, to prove that's according to this article. He will have to sign an affidavit and later prove their identity. How do you do that without government papers?
Well,
that's interesting.
How does one prove one's identity without government papers? This is a very difficult problem.
New Hampshire has worked fine up until this point. Everything's fine. It's the smallest government of all the 50 governments in the
state. I've got a story here from one of the supervisors of the checklist I'd like to read.
855-453. Debbie's still in the middle of her piece here.
Yeah,
we'll continue
just
want to
make
with that.
Sure we got it.
Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of your thoughts on identifying voters and voter fraud or whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.